Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Prime Minister Motley signals government's intention to overhaul and streamline some of the country's regulatory systems. A local education official urges Barbadians to eat and grow their own foods, and three countries set to host a historic 2026 FIFA World Cup. I'm Carol Toppin. Your details up next. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has signalled government's intention to fast-track some of the country's regulatory systems, including the Fair Trading Commission, which she deems a hindrance as the country battles an economic crisis and escalating fuel and food prices. Ms. Motley was speaking during a Caribbean Economic Resilience Forum at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre that also had participation from the IMF's Managing Director and the Governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. She said hard decisions will have to be taken.
We go for regulation, as we must. But then when the regulation is not effective or it takes too long, it is a drag on the economy. And right now we are facing that with respect to renewable energy and getting the regulatory framework correct. The government is going to have to make some decisions whether we continue to allow a process that is too long and too complicated, and in my view, too complex for small states as well. Whether we allow that process to continue unabated, or whether we recognize that, look, there's a crisis upon us.
Ms. Motley indicated a need to cut through bureaucracy to ensure swift action on key issues.
And we will have to do, in some instances, some broad policy directives instead of complex regulation. With renewable energy in particular, we've been waiting for investments to be able to get started purely because we can't get the FTC to do and to act fast enough with respect to issues pertaining to feed-in tariffs, etc. Now, at the end of the day, when the directives come, what use is it going to be? Then you're going to hear that we've waited so long that you can't access the panels or you can't access these materials because of the supply chain disruption.
She also called on the Caribbean Regional Technical Assistance Center to facilitate greater collaboration between countries as a way of improving developmental support to the region.
I feel that there's room for a lot more cooperation. And I feel that one of the roles that CARTAC can play as well is that it can identify those opportunities for greater functional cooperation in a way that makes them more proactive rather than reactive. It is my view that this region needs to have a strong regional financial services commission that has both regional and national jurisdiction, a strong regional competition commission that has both national and regional jurisdiction.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. A local education official is encouraging Barbadians to grow and eat their own foods. Education officer in the Ministry of Education, Hedda Phillips Boyce, made the statement while speaking during the Nutrition Month School and Essay Poster Competition ceremony, where over 15 schools participated. She says the high rates of obesity on the island highlight the need to improve eating and lifestyle habits.
I often hear people saying that to eat healthy is expensive. I tend to think that's a myth. Now, with the conflict that we're in between Russia and Ukraine, if that continues, imported food is going to become scarce. We're seeing the effects of it right now with the increase in prices. We have to find those drums, find those pots, and we need to start planting our own food. Students, you have shown evidence that you have researched and know what constitutes healthy habits. Your next task is to encourage your family and friends to adopt healthy behaviors to attain optimum health.
Meantime, Minister of State in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sonia Brown, says that the high prevalence of non-communicable diseases is alarming. Addressing the students at the competition ceremony, Dr. Brown said funds would go towards projects which will promote sustainable food and nutrition in schools.
We are also here to recognize and regard the great efforts and contribution you will make in the future. For as I understand it, the prize money, which was so generously donated by our sponsors, will be used towards a sustainable food and nutrition and agriculture-related project in the school. This is noteworthy, and it indicates that you are taking control of your health and well-being as a school community, choosing not only to be a part of the problem, but finding ways to be a part of the solution.
That's Minister of State in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sonia Brown. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer-Bradshaw is challenging educators to step out of their comfort zone and provide an educational platform that is meaningful and relevant to students. She was speaking yesterday at a panel discussion entitled Reimagining Education for Global Sustainability, which was hosted by the Cave Hill campus of the University of the West Indies. She urged educators to develop a system that will ensure students of today are productive citizens tomorrow.
We must recognize that sustainable goal 8 is extremely important, which deals with the promotion of sustained, inclusive, and sustainable economic growth, full and productive employment, and decent work for all. The two sustainable development goals are inextricably linked. It means that we have to find a way for our education system to prepare our students that they're able to function as contributing citizens in the future.
She also challenged them to determine what education will look like in the future.
When we think ahead, we have to ask ourselves, what do we want our future to look like? What are the kinds of competitive advantage that we want our students to have as they go out into the real world? What are the distinctive competencies that we want them to have, and how should we teach them?
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer-Bradshaw. Some Calypso tent operators say that they have been seeing an increased interest in shows this year as they prepare, or some of them prepare, to launch over the weekend. Speaking on VOB's fireworks program yesterday, manager of House of Soca Calypso tent Sharon Carew-White said she was pleased with the response so far as the tent prepares to launch on July 2nd.
There's a buzz, and that's what I'm liking. There's a very good buzz. People are asking me daily, when you guys open in? I keep saying July 2nd. And that means that people are interested to get up there. There's one or two people that are skeptical. I mean, I can't convince everybody. But to those people that are out there, we are going to give you a show. We are going to give you a great entertainment package.
Manager of the House of Soca Calypso tent, Sharon Carew-White. In Trinidad and Tobago, two police officers married to each other have found themselves on the wrong side of the law, facing charges of money laundering and gambling. Police Constable Andrew Peters, 43, and his 31-year-old wife, Constable Simone Massey, were charged following advice from Director of Public Prosecutions, Roger Gaspard. They were each granted $100,000 Trinidadian dollars bail with a surety by Justice of Peace Stephen Young on Tuesday. Peters, who was last attached to the Professional Standards Bureau, or PSB, and Massey, who was with the Homicide Bureau of Investigations, were jointly charged with using their premises as a common gaming house for the purpose of illegal gambling and money laundering. Their arrest followed an exercise conducted by officers of the PSB when a search warrant was executed at their residence in Chaguanas, and a number of items were allegedly seized, including gaming machines. Mexico City's iconic Azteca Stadium and Los Angeles Rams' multi-billion dollar SoFi Stadium are among 16 venues to host games at the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The first 48-team World Cup will be held in 16 venues across 11 U.S. cities, along with three venues in Mexico and two in Canada. This marks the first time three countries have hosted the tournament. The Azteca Stadium will be the first venue to feature in the three separate World Cups. Recapping the headlines. Prime Minister Motley signals government's intention to overhaul and streamline some of this country's regulatory systems. A local education official urges Barbadians to eat and grow their own food. And three countries set to host a historic 2026 FIFA World Cup. And that was your 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.
Thank you very much, Carol. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. The latest at 7:30 was brought to you by Sagicor, Wise Financial Thinking for Life.